You're listening to Brandon Topsier.com Wrestling Podcast for Wednesday, January the 13th, 2016. I'm Brandon, and this is
Charles,
and we're here to talk what else but wrestling. We haven't been doing a podcast in a long time. We had a little of a hiatus, but we're back now for a little while, and I may do some one-man shows if Charles ain't around. But
trying to get Skype. We'll see.
And excuse me if I cough a little bit. Been a little under the weather, but should be good.
Don't worry. He has John Cena mutant powers. He'll be healed sooner than he was supposed to be.
Yeah. Speaking of John Cena, he is injured again with a shoulder injury. We'll miss WrestleMania, I believe.
We'll miss WrestleMania under the current status they've given us. He would also miss SummerSlam.
Oh, wow.
In August, because the original prognosis is 9 months. Now Dave Meltzer, that was last week. Now Dave Meltzer today tells us 6 to 9 months. And we all know...
It never takes John Cena 6 to 9 months.
Mutant Cena. I'm expecting to see him sometime around Money in the Bank.
Ladies and gentlemen, expect him to be the 30th entry in the Royal Rumble.
No, that will not happen.
What? Speaking of the Royal Rumble, January the 24th, am I correct on that?
You are correct.
That is on a Sunday, of course. What other day is it? Except if it was Taboo Tuesday, but they don't do that anymore. That was a little Eric Bischoff humor. he was running as general manager when that stuff went on. But, and remember, he loves you guys very much.
Very much.
Each and every one of you. But, anyways, the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be Roman Reigns versus 29 other men for the World Heavyweight Championship. The WWE World Heavyweight Championship.
29 other men, and we now know after Monday night, those 29 other men will include
Brock Lesnar. Paul Heyman's client, Brock Lesnar, will be in the Royal Rumble. Which, has he ever been in a Royal Rumble?
Brock's... But if I'm not mistaken, Brock's won him. No. If I'm not mistaken, though, Brock won the Rumble in 2002.
It's very hard for me to believe Brock Lesnar would not win this Royal Rumble.
Is he the 2002 or 2003?
The way he's built. And if you were the guys in the Royal Rumble, you want to throw out Roman Reigns. The first thing you do, you all want to throw out Roman Reigns because that guarantees a new champion.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Roman Reigns is the guy with the target on his back. Of course, we all know that WWE's number one focus is to, you say this with me, Brandon, make Roman look strong. So, I'm expecting that Roman will come out somewhere between number one and number two in the Royal Rumble.
Could it be possible? Here's a thought. I could be way, way, way off. Could Seth Rollins be the 30th man and he comes out and knocks Roman Reigns over the top rope and steals one again from Roman like WrestleMania last year?
No, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think Seth's ready. I don't think they want to chance it trying to force him back too soon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Seth makes these people a lot of money. He's great in the ring. He's getting better all the time on the mic, or he was when he was working, and you know, he's the franchise, or emerging as the franchise, and you don't want to play with that and take chances that are unnecessary, so I don't think they will. WWE wants you to forget about something right now, and here's what they want you to forget, that
I think I know what you're going to say.
Roman Reigns totally destroyed Triple H at the end of Tables, Ladders, and Chairs. Why do they want you to forget about this?
You think that...
Because they don't want you to know that Triple H... And I don't necessarily think Triple H is going to win the Royal Rumble. I don't think the plan is to put the title on him again, because even for a short time, there's nothing gained by that. I mean, if you haven't noticed in this McMahon storyline, they've finally done the one thing they've been trying to do for, gosh, almost 2 years now, which is they've gotten Roman Reigns over. Okay? The crowd's cheering for Roman Reigns now. You can hear Roman chants in the arena, and they cheer him when he comes out. This is what they've been trying to do. Apparently, beating up a 70-year-old man is what gets you over as the company's top face in WWE now. But they've done it.
Worked for Austin. But he wasn't 70 years old.
He was also 53 then. Now he can legitimately qualify for Social Security, okay? It's kind of silly to me, but it's worked. You know, they have what they want. So there's nothing gained by putting the title on Triple H even for a short time. I do think, however, he's going to show up and screw Roman out of winning this match and retaining his title. Because I think what they're trying to set up is Roman Reigns and Triple H at WrestleMania.
So you think that Roman Reigns is no longer going to be in the title picture after this Sunday? I mean, next Sunday.
I didn't say that. I think we could have a
Daniel Bryan
redo here, where he has to beat Triple H in order to go on and face
Lesnar
again.
Versus who?
No, it'll just be Lesnar this time.
Lesnar's in the main event of his own, and if Roman Reigns doesn't win, he just gets to stand there.
No, it'll be billed that Triple H faces him there.
Oh.
You know, because Lesnar's his own man. He doesn't work for the authority. He doesn't work for anybody. You know, he does his own thing. So it will be billed as Triple H versus Roman Reigns, winner faces Brock Lesnar for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship.
Do you see Lesnar winning the Royal Rumble?
If Triple H screws Roman Reigns, I think it's the only possibility.
You don't see a new star getting made?
They're just not pushing it that way. They could have. They screwed this up,
Owens,
in my opinion. Exactly. What I wanted them to do, and what I was thinking about them doing, and I've even published this on a website where I play a fantasy wrestling game, and I wrote a forum post for them talking about what they could do once they announced that the WWE World Heavyweight Championship was going to be defended in the Royal Rumble, which, by the way, I'm a huge fan of.
Has that not been done before, even though they say...
That has never been done before. Hmm. Never. Ric Flair won the WWF title once in the Royal Rumble, but there was no champion at the time. It was vacant.
Hmm.
And it was just whoever won the Rumble won the title. It was crown champion. This time, Roman Reigns is going in as champion and defending it. That's never been done before. And I'm a big fan of this because normally, when you head toward the Royal Rumble, about the last, 10 years anyway, you pretty well have an idea ahead of time who's going to win it. Now, there's a little bit of mystery to it, and I like that. I don't like thinking automatically, that's the guy. Okay, you knew last year Roman Reigns was going to win the Royal Rumble.
Sadly.
No doubt. You knew the year before Dave Bautista was going to win the Royal Rumble.
We didn't want that either.
And ironically, they wanted Roman that year. But
well, I think it's because we knew Roman Reigns was getting pushed down throats then.
Yeah.
And he still is. He's the new John Cena.
Oh, for sure.
Now, they're trying to get there. But you notice sometimes, I mean, it's certain crowds that don't like him, though. There is still crowds that do not like him. I've heard the boring chants, and I've heard, you know, different things like that.
Well, the boring chants tend to happen when they let him speak, because, I mean, when your top main event face talks about tater tots and Looney Tunes insulting people, that is kind of boring.
Well, I really enjoyed when he just went crazy at the end of one of his pay-per-views.
Oh,
where he beat TLC. Up on Triple H.
TLC, yeah.
And all that. And that was one of the most interesting times that I ever had with Roman Reigns being on the television
tremendous.
Screen. Because usually he is a fast forward unless he's facing, you know, someone of note. You know,
what I wanted them to do, though,
But Kevin Owens. Drop by Vince.
When they came up with that idea, he did drop his name. He dropped Dolph Ziggler's name to piss everybody off, too. Because we know damn well Dolph's not going to win. But
would that not shock you? I know that's not going to happen.
I will legitimately eat an article of my clothing in shock if Dolph Ziggler wins the Royal Rumble. It's not going to happen. So I feel comfortable saying that. But you can quote me on it and hold me to it. I will do that if Dolph Ziggler wins this match. There's not a chance of a snowball in Hades of it happening. For some reason, WWE Creative hates Dolph Ziggler. But the thing with Kevin Owens is he lost the Intercontinental Championship, but in doing that, he's gotten back to what made him special in NXT and when he first came up to the main roster, which was Kevin Owens did what he wanted and he hurt people. And he's been doing that again since he lost the Intercontinental title. Just ask Dean Ambrose.
He's trying to throw Dean Ambrose to the table, after all.
He's felt the brunt of it repeatedly. But would I? Because they're clearly right now building up to an Intercontinental title match between Kevin Owens and Dean Ambrose at the Royal Rumble. You can see that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no doubt that's going to happen. What I wanted to see when they announced the titles being defended in the Rumble was that they'd have Kevin Owens come out, make Dean Ambrose look really good again with the Intercontinental title, probably lose by a disqualification or something, and in the in doing that, he would hurt Dean Ambrose so that he couldn't come out later and help his brother, Roman Reigns, retain his title in the Royal Rumble match. And so that would leave Kevin Owens as a surprise to win that match. I still had Triple H screwing Roman in the scenario, but probably coming out and After he screws Roman Reigns, basically anointing Kevin Owens as his new man. And you could even have something going on there where Sheamus gets all upset about that because he was the new man, but Sheamus didn't get the job done. They could talk about that the next night on Raw and how he needed a new man and Kevin Owens was it. And Kevin Owens would go on hurting people and maybe even have a match at Fastlane before WrestleMania to see who the new man was defending the belt against Sheamus. And beat Sheamus to cement him as the man, looking indestructible. And then it's, you know, you have Roman facing Triple H and everything. And then you come off that Raw after Fastlane, you say, Kevin Owens is indestructible. Who's going to face Kevin Owens at WrestleMania? You know, we don't have a challenger there. And that's when you bring back Brock Lesnar. And then you have Kevin Owens and Brock Lesnar for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship at WrestleMania. And you avoid Roman Reigns main eventing WrestleMania 2 years in a row, which is ridiculous.
Is there a chance that Daniel Bryan will be in the Rumble?
I mean,
where is he?
There's a
health-wise.
Daniel says he's healthy. He also has made remarks that make you think that he thinks WWE is trying to get rid of him.
Especially if they repeat this storyline
again.
Because
they're concerned about his health. WWE released a statement today that said they are not trying to get rid of him.
Is it possible? Now, if he did come out and get thrown out, they're risking a series of boos.
Series of boos? They're risking a riot.
Hashtag WWE, cancel WWE Network.
They're risking a riot in Orlando where fans go ham and somebody probably beats up Mickey Mouse.
I know.
I mean, they're risking... No, no, they're not going to do that.
So who do you think are going to be the surprise entrances in the Royal Rumble? We have that every year. We already know about Jericho, but I don't really know what he will...
Here's a name for you.
He will do.
And what this is a nostalgia pop. He doesn't have a chance of winning. Although,
I don't think any of the surprise returns
ever. For the 3.5-4 minutes he's in the match, they will sell him as a chance of winning, and you'll be reminded over and over again how he never won the WWE Championship. It's Jerry the King Lawler.
You think they'll do that after his heart attack stuff?
That's the one thing I question. I don't know health-wise if he can get... If they do it, and I think they might just because you can sell that during the show, the fact that he's never won the championship and now he has this chance. You can sell that in the show. Fans will cheer Jerry in the ring, of course.
You know,
he won't do much.
What's sad that we won't get Ultimate Warrior run in?
You could have gotten that.
You could have even got Sting in Ultimate Warrior to do some type of thing, because they came into the business together,
the Blade Runners.
Blade Runners, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's something we won't get. Now, I don't know if Sting will be in the Royal Rumble.
Sting could be. Sting might be back to full health now, I don't know.
He is going into the Hall of Fame. That was announced at Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Any women in the Royal Rumble?
Sting deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. There's no question about that. Mm-hmm. Of course. How much does Sting deserve to be in the WWE Hall of Fame? He certainly deserves to be in Professional Wrestling's Hall of Fame.
And he should have his own ring in Professional Wrestling's
Hall of Fame.
WWE is kind of the Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame,
right,
as far as mainstream.
Yeah.
Right. Any women going to show up in the Royal Rumble? Sasha Banks. They had an article about her possibly ever getting the Intercontinental Championship. Do you ever see any of the divas crossing into getting other titles besides the women's championships and stuff like that?
Do you know my love for Sasha Banks? We've discussed this on a previous podcast, and it would take people a while to remember that, but here's my thing. There has to be a certain...
Awesome Kong will come back.
There has to be a certain believability factor that comes up, and Sasha is so freaking small, even for a woman. It's really hard to see them putting a major title on her, because okay, who's your Intercontinental Champion? Dean Ambrose, okay?
Yeah, I don't see that.
He's feuding with Kevin Owens. Could you see Sasha Banks beating Dean Ambrose and Kevin Owens? I mean, yeah, they could do it, sure. They could write a storyline like that, but would you be watching this and thinking in the back of your mind, yeah, that could happen?
The only way they could do that would be a fluke stop situation.
Yeah.
But they don't want to really go there. No. But the only reason I mention it is because on WWE.com they did speak about that.
The reason they speak about that is because Sasha is so freaking good in the ring.
I mean, you watched Bayley versus Sasha at NXT TakeOver Brooklyn.
Yeah, I did, absolutely.
And did you watch the Iron Man match as well? I mean, those were two amazing matches.
Oh, yeah. And she's had amazing matches with Becky Lynch.
I mean, like, full-out matches.
Yeah, absolutely. She's had amazing matches with Becky Lynch as well.
Mm-hmm. Is it Becky Lynch, Charlotte, Bayley, and Sasha, the Four Horsewomen?
Yep. Okay. Interestingly enough, as good as both of them are, matches between Sasha and Charlotte are never really that great. They don't have good chemistry together facing each other in the ring. At least for me, they don't.
Sasha and Charlotte, I don't...
I think if they put a title on anyone, you know, like a major title, whether it be the U.S. Championship, the Intercontinental Championship... I just don't foresee them ever putting the WWE World Heavyweight Championship on a woman.
No, but...
The U.S. Championship and the Intercontinental Championship would be the possibilities. And I could see them doing that with Charlotte. Charlotte, also very good in the ring. And, of course, they could play up her family lineage. And no doubt would.
Do you think they'll ever change the WWE... Divas Championship to the Women's Championship because they're not really the diva deal anymore.
They need to. I hope they do. I don't know that they will. Vince is very fond of the diva thing because he came up with it, and well, Vince is very fond of Vince's ideas. We all know that. So Vince is not a man who likes to admit when he's wrong.
Well, you know, it was interesting to hear that, you know, it was the NXT Women's Championship. I'm glad they didn't go with Divas there, too. But that's Triple H's baby.
Something I NXT could see is. Them doing. Possibly. You could have two women team up and win the tag team titles.
Mm-hmm. Or, I've heard that Nikki and Brie were looking at getting the Divas tag titles.
Yeah, which I don't think that's a terrible idea.
No.
It would be nice to see women compete for tag. They have more women coming. Dana Brooke's in NXT now. Alexa Bliss is in NXT now. I hope Blue Pants never goes to the main roster.
They like her, though.
I don't know why.
And who else? Bailey. Is will be main roster.
Yeah.
And,
oh, for sure.
And, you know, she puts on such great matches because, you know, she loves wrestling so mm-hmm. much. And
Bailey is a real student of professional wrestling.
Yeah,
she works hard at it, and she has poured a lot into it for years. She knows what she wants to get accomplished in there, and she knows how to get it accomplished. She's impressive. She's quite as good technically as Sasha and Charlotte yet. I think that she's on the same level technically with Becky Lynch. That's the way I feel about it.
I always am afraid of NXT stars going to the roster and just getting buried or getting killed.
Yeah.
Because that's happened. You know, some of these stars that were in NXT were powerful and they had their gimmicks going and they, you know, they had everything wrote out. And then they get to Raw and it's like nothing.
One that they're giving another shot to on the main roster that is a great example of that, part of the social misfits, which yeah. I kind of like. Well, one guy that fits what you're saying here, Adam Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Rose was over tremendously in NXT.
Wasn't he Kruger or something?
Well, he was over as Kruger.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh yeah, the party.
Then he got hurt. He got hurt, and Kruger fell off the map because he got hurt. And they brought him back as the party guy.
What do you think about this? Speaking of social outcast, coming out mm-hmm. and challenging the Wyatt family, and actually kind of, you know, with the help of who was that that came out?
A real social misfit, Ryback.
Oh yeah, gosh. Oh. Anyway, they actually held them off.
I hate
Did that surprise you that they didn't just bury Social Outcast already?
Kinda. When they first came out, actually, I thought it was going to be just to put people over. But it actually seems like they want to push them a little bit this time and see what happens. And interestingly enough, for four guys that, you know, have kind of been pushed around and just used as enhancement talent for the most part for the entire
game. Nice way of saying it.
Fans are kind of catching on to it a little bit, if you haven't noticed.
They're a quirky little bunch.
Oh, yeah.
They kind of make you like them a little
they
bit.
They have a certain amount of chemistry together already. You can see it.
Does Curtis Axel just say nonsense when he comes to the ring? Because yes. Every time he speaks, like Heath Slater's going to be like, oh, this is what he actually meant. Or he's actually saying this, and I just never understand what Curtis Axel's saying.
You know, and I've said this before, not on this show, because we haven't talked about him before, because, well, WWE's given us no reason to. Heath Slater has tremendous charisma, and if you can't see that, I mean, I'm not saying that Heath Slater should go out and win the Royal Rumble or anything, but I kind of like him as the leader of this faction, and if there's anything that comes out of this that sticks, I hope that Heath Slater gets a decent push to see what he can do. He can talk. You can hear it on the mic. And he sells stuff pretty well in the ring. He's not a great technical wrestler.
Well, You heard JBL when the Social Outcasts were out there.
Mm-hmm.
He said, these guys are all great guys. They've just never been given a chance. And now they're given, given a chance.
Axel. I mean, son of Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig. You know, Curtis Axel, my word, is he a tremendous technical wrestler. He's great in the ring. I would never put a microphone in that man's hands other than it was a joke, which is basically what they're doing right now.
But that's, they're making a joke out of it too, which is fun. It's Adam Rose,
Curtis Axel,
and
Bo Dallas.
Bo Dallas. Now, how do you?
And Heath Slater.
How do you feel about Bo Dallas?
Bo Dallas makes me laugh every time he talks. I still foresee a situation eventually where Bo Dallas joins the Wyatt family, because it just makes sense.
Well, that'll be five members to the Wyatt family. Is that creating the new world order?
No, it's creating the Wyatt world
order. Everybody will be joining the Wyatt family. Until
all of a sudden you'll see
and then John Cena will face paint himself.
All of a sudden you'll see three limos pull up and 30 guys get out. You know,
would you see limos, or would you see like
horse-drawn buggies?
and
pickup trucks.
Pickup trucks. Harper and Rowan.
That's about all Rowan's good for. But
Von Strowman on the mic.
What would Strowman say?
I don't know. Oh. How, do you think Braun Strowman is given a bit of a Kane type way he, you know, doesn't sell?
Oh, it's ridiculous that Braun Strowman doesn't sell, because first of all, he's not as big as they play them up to be. He's not the size of Kane. He's not the size of The Undertaker. He sure as heck isn't anywhere near as big as The Big Show. And yet they play him up like that, and I'm going to get bored of Braun Strowman quickly. In fact, it's already starting.
It's just interesting, you know, he doesn't sell much. It's like, you know, he's...
Oh, he sells nothing. They play him up like he's this monster, and the guy, in actuality, rather than being a monster, is about the size Lex Luger was at his peak.
Is it possible a woman will join the Wyatt family? Like a Sister Abigail type?
They need a Sister Abigail. I'm trying to think of who could do that.
Now, back in the day, Mickey James could have pulled that off.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really know who is on the current roster that could play Sister Abigail. And
yeah,
that would be believable.
Sure either.
Because not Natalya, not Summer Rae. Nah.
I can tell you who else could have done it in the past besides Mickey James. And it would have given the Wyatts a little bit different flavor. More gothic. And that's Daphne. Mm. Daphne could have done it.
I think that might be what it is you don't have any gothic...
You don't have any type of character
or,
that fits that
or
role.
You don't have anybody like that. We've had them before, but they're just not here now.
They want to bring Blue Pants up to the main roster? Do that with her.
No, I hadn't heard that. I just know that she was a one-off kind of thing in NXT, mm-hmm. and the fans were just so...
Yeah.
Before Kurt Angle retires, do you think he'll come to the WWE?
I thought you were gonna ask about this. Here's the thing with Kurt. Kurt wants desperately to come back to the WWE and retire with the WWE for the end of his career. He hasn't really made that a secret. I mean, it's been known for at least the last year.
Do you like Kurt Angle?
I love Kurt Angle, by the way. Kurt Angle is one of my favorite professional wrestlers.
I need to show you something after this podcast is over.
Okay. No, Kurt Angle is one of my favorite professional wrestlers of all time. He's actually one of two professional wrestlers I follow on my personal Twitter account. That's how much I like Kurt Angle. The problem is, with him coming back to WWE, Triple H does not like Kurt Angle. And
does Vince,
that's a big
though?
Roadblock. That would be what would get Kurt Angle back, because Vince has always said, yes, he's open to the possibility. And you know that any time Vince is open to a possibility, it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Whether Triple H likes it or not.
Well, Vince has the final say.
Yeah. So, there's a possibility. I'd really like to see it. That would be, yeah, me going into full March mode and popping. Absolutely. Probably as loud as I've ever popped if I heard metal playing over the air again during Raw, and out comes my Olympic hero. Anyway, you bring Angle back, he has to be face. He's been gone so long. Seriously.
I'm going to ask you another question.
Okay.
Any other surprise announcements that you think may
entrance? Could be one more surprise entrance. Well, two. One everybody already knows about, and it's been rumored a lot, and that's Finn Balor.
Oh, wow.
The NXT champion.
Didn't think
that's
about
been
it.
Rumored. I don't think you have to do that with Finn, because I think he's coming to the main roster eventually anyway. More on that in a second, by the way. The other surprise from NXT that I would like to see them do, because for some reason they're not real high on this guy right now, but I would like to see them give him a chance with main roster talent to show what he can do, and that's Samoa Joe. Because there's been rumors coming out of NXT that they're not tremendously high on Joe right now, and he may be spending a while on NXT. I think if you bring him up and put him in the Royal Rumble, it's almost an audition type thing. Like, okay, here's your chance, Joe. Work with the guys on the main roster. Let's see what you can do. So I think that's a possibility. Like you said, we've already gotten, and I hate to sound sarcastic about this man, because he is, give or take Ric Flair, my favorite professional wrestler of all time. But yes, the annual return of Chris Jericho to the Royal Rumble has already been announced. Like, we didn't know it was coming.
I don't really know what else we could really say about the Royal Rumble, but we went over it pretty good.
I don't think there's too much more to say about the Royal Rumble. I would like to talk about some new signees.
Who are they?
Well, there's one man that, if you've been a WWE fan for a while, you know very well, and that's Doc Gallows, Luke Gallows.
Oh, really? Is he coming back?
Luke Gallows is coming back.
CM Punk name dropped him.
He is coming back. He's turned, see, the way they do things in New Japan, where he's been for a while, is New Japan signs yearly contracts. Your contract's up after their show, Wrestle Kingdom, and then you negotiate a new contract for the next year. Luke Gallows, Doc Gallows, as he's been called in New Japan for a few years now, told them, I'm not coming back. I'm going to WWE. You know what the Bullet Club is, right?
Mm-hmm.
New Japan. Okay. Another guy.
A big deal.
another guy that they've signed. Machine Gun Carl Anderson.
Really?
Who is a several-time tag team champion in New Japan.
Wow.
Very good worker. And these next two names, I'm really excited about. I don't know if you've seen this first guy much. He's been a staple in New Japan for several years. He's won everything there is over there. And if you could compare him to somebody, he would be New Japan's Chris Jericho, only he's in his prime right now. And that's the guy they call the King of Strong Style, Shinsuke Nakamura.
Never heard of him.
Nakamura is tremendous. Look him up. He had a match at Wrestle Kingdom, which just took place about a week ago, with the other guy I'm going to talk about here in a second. for the New Japan International Heavyweight title, which they bill almost as high as their World Heavyweight Championship. And this match was one of the probably five best matches I've seen in the past 10 years. It was that good.
Wow.
The guy he worked with and defended that title against, and everybody in the world knows this name, and yes, WWE has finally signed him, AJ Styles.
They really have signed him. Yes. They really have signed
him. Yes, they have signed AJ Styles.
Wow.
So you have Doc Gallows, Karl Anderson, Shinsuke Nakamura, and AJ Styles coming to WWE.
Wow.
Interestingly enough, the three of them, AJ Styles, Doc Gallows, and Karl Anderson, all in the Bullet Club, as was Finn Balor.
Do you think they might bring that club back?
What they're talking about is calling it Balor Club.
Hmm.
Because he was the head of the Bullet Club before he left to go to WWE. He was the head of the Bullet Club in New Japan as Prince Devitt.
Wow.
Which was his character there before. I can't tell you how excited I am about these four guys coming to WWE. There's even been rumors that AJ might show up at the Royal Rumble, which I think is way off base. Because if you know anything about WWE, they're not going to throw anybody into anything on the main roster until
they'll do NXT.
NXT. But
still, you can watch that on the WWE Network.
Man, if they did bring AJ Styles into the Royal Rumble, could you imagine?
That would be pretty shocking.
Could you imagine that pop?
Where is it? In Orlando? So, they definitely know AJ Styles down there.
Oh, yeah.
So, hey, and that's near NXT, so...
there's going to be NXT guys at the Royal
Rumble. In the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Could it be an NXT takeover?
Could it be AJ Styles?
I don't know. You could only dream, guys. Might be.
I don't know if I want him to come in there, because I don't want AJ Styles to show up at the Royal Rumble and lose. And if he does, he's not going to win. They're not going to have him win the Royal Rumble. You know that.
Right.
Because he's not winning the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. So I don't know if I want him there, really. But, no, you're going to see some... I'm going to go 75% you're going to see Finn Balor in the Royal Rumble.
Think that he'll have the full-blown entrance?
That, I don't know if that works for the Royal Rumble, honestly.
The thing is, you would think the first time you showed up on the main roster, they would do the whole.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
You think the timer will click down and it'll go dark and all of a sudden we'll hear his music in the red lights and he'll be. Anyways, so there's going to be a, so we're getting close to really needing to wrap it up. So let me run through some of the things in the Royal Rumble really quick.
Okay.
Carlisto versus Alberto Del Rio. Carlisto winning the
You got to realize Kalisto's getting this push for two reasons. Number one, the WWE Universe actually absolutely adores this guy. And number two,
ladder match.
But Sin Cara's hurt. So Sin Cara being hurt, they have to give him something to do. He's a guy that's worked with ADR before in Mexico. They work well together. I mean, you've seen that the last 2 weeks. They work outstandingly together. Great matches.
Do you think John Cena would have been the world, the United States champion again if he wouldn't have got injured?
Yes.
It's just, it's because he's injured.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's that too. I think ADR wins the title back at the Royal Rumble. I just don't think that Kalisto is a long-term individual champion. The only guy they've really done that with before at that size was Rey Mysterio. And Kalisto's good, don't get me wrong. He's not Rey Mysterio. That's a once-in-a-lifetime athlete at that size. But Kalisto's fun to watch. I'm glad they're giving him
time to shine.
Nothing. No, not at all.
Who was he before he came to WWE?
I don't know. I really don't. I know that he's worked in Mexico. I know that he worked a lot with Del Rio. They're good friends.
Have you ever watched Lucha Underground?
Yes.
It's interesting how they do that. It's different.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's a fun show. I like it.
Anything on the TNA front to talk about?
With TNA, they have wrestling matches.
And they're on a new network that I don't even remember, but it's on a new network.
Kurt Angle is currently in his TNA farewell tour, as he's called it, because once they are done there in Europe with this tour, Kurt Angle's done, which will be the end of this month. He's done with TNA. He's already...
He don't have time to show up in the Royal Rumble then, does he?
No.
So, I think we got it. The Royal Rumble match. We just talked about the Intercontinental.
Mm-hmm.
The woman, the Divas Championship.
Oh, and you will probably see the New Day defend for the 700th time against the Usos.
Do you think, Bayley mentioned it once on, I think it was Breaking Point,
mm-hmm.
about that they would like to one day have a women's match main event at WrestleMania? You think it could ever main event or be one of the top three main events of WrestleMania?
Top three, maybe. You're never going to have the Women's Championship main event WrestleMania now.
I just thought it was interesting.
No, it's a fun thing to think about, but that's not going to happen.
Do you think we will ever see Sting wrestling in the WWE ring again?
Yes.
So, I'm going to ask you this question really quick.
Sure.
On the Royal Rumble, predictions. Who do you think is going to win the Royal Rumble? I think it'll be Lesnar.
I also think it'll be Brock Lesnar.
The Divas Championship. You think it'll be Charlotte or... who is it?
Becky Lynch.
That's a hard one.
Because
you want to go with Charlotte because you just would think...
I actually want to go with Becky Lynch. I'd like to see Becky
winning. Just because of Ric Flair, you know, being there.
I think Charlotte's going to retain.
I think so, too. I would like to see Becky Lynch win it because that livens the storyline. Otherwise, if she keeps winning, then why?
Then she becomes... Nikki Bella 2.0 eventually.
Unless Paige comes out and helps. But I don't really know where she is right now. Dean Ambrose versus Kevin Owens.
I'm still going with the idea that Dean's going to win by disqualification and Kevin Owens is going to hurt him so that he can't be in the Royal Rumble later helping Roman Reigns eliminate people.
I think Owens needs to go for the World Championship again. I like seeing him there. I know that some people behind the scenes, I heard, didn't necessarily want him to win against Cena again.
Vince McMahon is not a fan. Particularly, he likes Kevin Owens. Not real keen on his physical conditioning or lack thereof. Would like to see him in better shape. The thing is, I think that's a mistake. I mean, for long term, for his health, of course it'd be better to get in better shape. But just to say, I don't like this guy because he's a little out of shape, man, his work is so outstanding. And here you have a guy with a real different look.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think you ride that as long as you can until his health starts causing him problems, and then tell him, okay, Kevin, you got to get in better shape.
All right.
And take care of yourself. One thing he does have in his corner, he and Triple H are tight. And Triple H is pulling hard for him. I know that.
Alberto Del Rio versus Kalisto. I'm thinking Alberto Del Rio.
Del Rio.
The Usos versus the New Day. If that's what it is, I don't really... No, but I would think that the New Day should continue to retain. Is that about it?
I think that's it for the show.
Might be missing. Well, they do have the Royal Rumble, so they do lighten the matches up some. Because you've got that long 1 hour Royal Rumble. So we kind of predict that.
Are you going to have Ryback and Big Show again? Are they doing
yeah,
that?
Yeah, but if you are, that's a good concessions match. You know, to go to concessions. Yeah, if you're watching on TV, good bathroom break time. Yep. if they have that filler, then you know that's a good time for you to do whatever you need to do before you come back and watch the show.
Do your stuff, yo.
So we pretty much believe that Triple H will somehow cause Roman Reigns to not win the Royal Rumble. So it's looking like they will have a new World Heavyweight Champion, mm-hmm. and that person will only hold it for 2 months, possibly, before Roman Reigns gets it back again at WrestleMania. Or they just don't go with Roman Reigns at all.
How the heck do you do that? How do you tell Brock Lesnar, yeah, you're going to lose at WrestleMania 2 years in a row?
I don't know, but then that takes Roman Reigns, you know, out again.
Yeah.
Equation.
And I don't see that either, because I think that Roman is, well, they're pushing Roman to be the guy.
Yeah.
And
unless Rollins makes a surprise and fights at WrestleMania.
Rollins cashes in what? My
Bobby shows up at Royal Rumble.
My injury rematch clause.
Rollins, well, if he Rollins did show up at the Royal Rumble, oh. And how about Sami Zayn? Where's he?
Sami Zayn could show up at the Rumble.
That he's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So very interesting. Yeah. I love the Royal Rumble.
Oh, I love the Rumble too.
Like to see, you know, the surprise entrances, how they're going to end it up, and the fun in the middle.
You know,
one guy
that's been on a lot of WWE TV recently and has a huge movie that's just getting ready to come out that could possibly be in the Royal Rumble.
Dude.
Just imagine how funny it would be if Kevin Hart was an entry into the Royal Rumble.
The Rock's going to be at WrestleMania. Does that serve any purpose for Roman Reigns? You know? I wonder if he'll might be in his corner if he has to face Triple H.
Oh, that could definitely happen. They've been building things between...
Now, I know The Rock versus Lesnar was supposed to happen 1 year, too. And it never did happen.
There is eventually... I'm going to say sometime in the next 3 years, going to be a WrestleMania match between Triple H and The Rock. It's never happened. It's going to happen. I don't know who would win. I don't know that I care who would win at this point. with either one of them, the ages they are. But trust me, it's going to happen.
Now, we're after the Royal Rumble's, the road to WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think The Undertaker is going to face this year?
Well, it was going to be John Cena. They've said that. Obviously, it can't be Cena now.
Will it ever be Sting? I know he wanted that.
They could do that
because
this year now.
Sting's going in the Hall of Fame.
They could.
Undertaker will probably retire any year now.
Oh, I'm thinking Undertaker retires next year after Cena beats him at WrestleMania. Because you're aware that's what's going to happen, right? Undertaker's all but said that's how he wants to go out.
But Cena winning?
At WrestleMania.
I knew The Undertaker doesn't... I don't think The Undertaker's the type of guy who wants to keep his streak.
Well, he doesn't have his streak
I mean, he
anymore.
Don't anymore, but if he did still have
yeah,
it...
he wouldn't want
he don't
want
to walk out like that.
I mean, losing to Brock was Vince's decision.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure Taker didn't have a problem with it. Because he understands how the business works. But he's all but said at times that's how he wants to go out because John Cena's been the guy.
But you're, in a way though, doing that, are you not creating a new star? Because John Cena's already a main event.
Well, here,
could you not have someone come in
and
create a star
this.
Out of that?
Here's what you do with that, and here's how you create a star. You have John Cena beat The Undertaker at WrestleMania and essentially retire him, and then you have John Cena on the back of that go out and put over whoever you want that new star to be. That's how you do that.
You know, Brock Lesnar beat the streak, so anybody who beats Brock Lesnar automatically becomes a star.
No, yeah, then that's what you're doing with Cena. Well, so not a bad idea at all.
Pretty much covered Royal Rumble there.
Mm-hmm.
Any other things you'd want to go over before you close this?
We've got to close this.
Okay.
Because I think we're almost over an hour now.
We have ran a little longer than we wanted to, but we hadn't had one in a little while. Mm-hmm. So I want to thank everybody for listening to this podcast. I am Brandon at BrandonTypesHere.com. You can get this podcast on iTunes. Just go to your iTunes, type in BrandonTypesHere.com, and you'll see all of our podcasts. And this one will be up there pretty soon. And I'm also with Charles. Any way of contacting you, Charles? Not right now.
I will give you my Twitter handle when I can remember it. You can post that.
Okay.
If you want to on BrandonTypesHere.com.
Charles will give me a Twitter handle, and I will post it in the post that I'll make on BrandonTypesHere.com.
Sounds good.
Because our podcast was actually picking up some steam before we ended it. I actually, you know, had a more downloads than I've ever had before on it. But, yeah, thanks for listening.
Skype.
It is, and if Charles does get Skype, because Charles is going back to school, so we won't be able to have these podcasts as often. So if Charles does get Skype, then he'll be in the podcast more often. And I'll also try to do my own shows, too, or maybe get some other people in it if I can. So we don't have such a huge hiatus next time. But thanks for listening. Enjoy Royal Rumble. See you later.
To download more podcasts like this, go to iTunes and type in Brandon Types Here in your podcast section. Download and subscribe today.